Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right. And just before I jump in today, just want to thank everyone who attended our last free continuing education event. We had a full room, full house. It was awesome. Everyone really enjoyed that. And I'll let you know about the next one coming up. It's coming up in November. And then also want to thank everyone for participating in just a wonderful event. Last week, it was Cocktails for a Cure, and all the proceeds for that one went to benefit the American Stroke Foundation. I think we raised $8,000 or $9,000 net that will go to them to help them with their programs. Fantastic organization. Just want to thank everyone for attending that, and thanks to the committee for asking me to MC that and be the auctioneer and all that. It was a blast. Had a lot of fun. All right. Fair warning, I am fired up today. So I'm going to be very passionate about the subjects that will be discussed today. And look, don't confuse passion with negativity. I'm calling out some folks today to move on some issues that directly impact care for our seniors. I'm calling out some services that don't tell you the full story and they don't work like you may have thought. So just fair warning, and here we go. Buckle up. There is a growing phenomenon of people working in senior care facilities using their phones to video record residents. This is something that you should never, ever do. And this stuff makes my blood boil when I hear about it and I read about it. It just makes me crazy. I want to review the latest story of a nursing home video abuse. This was up in the Northeast, and there's an elderly lady who has dementia. And for some reason, she has some sort of a negative reaction to hospital gowns. And I'm not sure what that's all about. She has severe dementia, but the sight of a hospital gown just sets her off. And not in a good way. It's real, real negative. It scares her. It frightens her, and she reacts to that. So knowing that, some wonderful staff person walks into her room, turns on the lights, wakes her up, and of course she has the video recorder going the whole time, and calls her name. And when she wakes up and kind of peeks out of her underneath her covers, because she's asleep, waking her up from a dead sleep, she raises up a hospital gown and shakes it at her in front of her face. And this lady just went nuts. She started screaming and shouting and just like like throwing out her hand, trying to grab it and push it away. And she just went nuts. And the whole time, this, John, you may have to have your finger on the dump button. I'm going to try not to swear during this episode today, but this stuff makes me just lightning hot, just mad as heck. The whole time, the staff person is just laughing and giggling, thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. Oh, look at Miss So-and-so. She hates hospital gowns. Ha ha, hee hee, hoo hoo. And records the incident after she had enough of tormenting this poor elderly lady. Then she leaves. And then guess what she does? She has to post the video to social media, to Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just thinking it's funny. That's how morally bankrupt some people in our society are these days. How can you think that's funny? But thought it was funny. Well, guess what? She got caught and she got fired. But that's not enough. She just got fired. That's all. Guess what she's going to do? She's going to go work somewhere else and do it again. In another incident here in the Kansas City area, there was a nurse's aide, kind of the same thing. Nighttime, thought it would be funny to use her phone. This is here in Kansas City. Use her phone to video record an elderly resident, and she also had dementia, who needed help to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. Thought the whole thing was funny. Then this sick person posted that video again on social media, laughing, saying how funny she thought this was. The complete and utter humiliation of another helpless human being, and she thought that was funny. Thankfully, another staff saw it and reported it to the administrator, and the aide that posted the video got fired. But you know what? That is not enough. I think if somebody does something like that, that should be a crime. But unfortunately, it is not a crime today. So let me just say this. I will be working hard to see that this type of behavior becomes a criminal offense. And I'm going to have more on that topic at a later date. But I am going to work really hard to try to influence legislation to put some teeth into that. Not only do you lose your job, you can never work in nursing again. You can never work around elderly people again. And, oh, by the way, you're going to jail. That's my goal. And I think that is fair, and it's way overdue because I'm hearing about stories like this more and more. All right, so what can you do about this type of issue if you have that concern in a senior care community? Just want to discuss the use of a video camera for a positive purpose. So in a senior care facility, Kansas passed a law allowing the installation of the video camera in the resident's room. And this is so a family member can check in on their loved one at any time, night or day. Super easy to do. And these cameras are affordable now. And Kansas passed that law. Okay, well, so Missouri continues to vote down a similar law. They have not yet passed this pro-consumer legislation. So there's a powerful nursing home lobby that continues to protect its members. How about that? However, there are two, this is just amazing, there are two House bills that will be voted on this year. Okay, so I want you to write this down. House Bill number 1176, that's Missouri House Bill 1176, would allow a resident or their family the right to install video cameras in the resident rooms. And if you wanted to do that, the facility would not be able to prevent you from video monitoring your room or your part of the room. But there's also another bill, and these are both going to be voted on this year. It's predicted that the vote will both happen this year. Another House Bill, number 675, would require the resident to get permission from the facility before they are able to install a camera. So that particular bill, backed by the nursing home lobby, essentially authorizes the facility to say whether they will allow the resident to have a video camera or not. So just think about that. You have Bill 1176, very pro-consumer bill in Missouri, and you have Bill 675 that would allow it, but only if the facility agrees to it. Just think about that. So here's my question for Missouri senior care facilities who are represented by these powerful lobbyists. If you're hiring great staff, if you're providing great training, if you're providing great monitoring of your staff and you hold the bar high, you hold people accountable, and you're providing great care like all of you say you do, here's the question. What do you have to hide? Real simple question. I'll ask it again. What do you have to hide? Folks, this is a no-brainer. I am urging the state of Missouri to pass a House Bill 1176 this year. And by the way, Missouri legislature, Kansas already has this pro-consumer law in place. Try to catch up now, would you? All right, let's move on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services promising to help you find a place for your mom or dad generate revenue in the following ways. A, partnering with local senior care communities. B, getting paid by the facilities they recommend. C, convincing the consumer to choose a place from their limited list of providers. Or D, all of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple to do. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your computer, your tablet, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. Lots and lots of people do that each and every week from all over the country and actually from all over the world. How about that? That's pretty cool. Anyway, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services promising to help you find a place for your mom or dad, generate revenue in the following ways. A, partnering with local senior care communities. B, getting paid by the facilities they recommend. C, convincing the consumer to choose a list, convincing the consumer to choose a place from their limited list of providers. Or D, all of the above? And the answer is D, all of the above.
And now, myth versus fact.
I told you I was feeling pretty salty today. And John Mintert, he's our awesome producer extraordinary, does a fantastic job. And his finger literally is on the dump button. So I'm going to try to hold it together, John, but you may have to bail me out here so I don't get any FCC issues. But look, there is a myth in our marketplace that I would like to address now. And that myth is that the free referral services work for the consumer. They seem so very caring. and they talk a great game, but they, and they literally, they actually appear to be working for you. Remember, I'm starting off with the myth. Some places even have very glossy commercials saying how they can help you do this and we can help you do that. And you know, they're just very convincing. But let me share with you the absolute fact. They do not work for you. Just ask yourself these questions. And this is really simple stuff. I think most people can see right through their business model. But if you're having any questions or want to challenge that or any other thoughts, ask yourself these questions. If it is a free referral service, how do they get paid? You're not paying them. So how do they get paid? Are these nice people volunteers in our community? Are they volunteering to help you out? Is the work they do helping me find a place for my mom or dad? Is that a charitable effort on their part? I think you already know the answer to those questions. They are not a nonprofit. They are not volunteers in our community. They do not help you with this free service just out of the pure kindness of their heart. And this is not a charity. So here's the fact. They work directly for any provider willing to pay them a huge kickback. They run around marketing to every single senior care community in town, begging for a contract. The agreement is, hey, I'll do marketing for you and I'll bring you prospects. So guess what? You're not their client. You're a prospect. But that makes you feel warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? And if one of my prospects chooses your place, your facility, you will pay me X dollars. It's usually a percentage, usually somewhere between 50% to 150% of the first month's rent. So let me give you a clue about that. That might be $2,000 or $3,000. It could be $5,000 to $7,000. It could be up to $10,000. That's a lot of money to bring you, the prospect, into their building and convince you, the prospect, to choose one of their partner facilities. So the free referral services make their money by convincing you to choose one of their contracted partner providers. So if you ever hear, oh, we'll take you to any place in the market, even if we don't have a contract with them, now they're getting into fantasy land. They don't make money referring you to places that will not pay them. And guess what? There are tons of places, great places in our community. And guess what? They're not willing to pay to play. So remember, they're not volunteers. They're not a nonprofit charity, and they're not helping you out of the kindness of their hearts. They are straight, full commission sales rep, and they need to make a sale, and you are their prospect. Again, makes you feel warm and fuzzy, doesn't it? So if they don't make a sale, a straight, full commission sales rep does not buy groceries and they don't make their house payment. So the myth is that the free referral services work for you. But the fact, they do not. They work for a small number of facilities willing to pay them gigantic kickbacks. And that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Told you I was feeling pretty salty today, but I'm just telling you the truth. And that myth, boy, that myth needed to be busted out. And I'm going to continue doing that. And by the way, the last time I kind of exposed them and shared some of this information about how they really work, I was contacted by one of these free referral services, and they kind of took exception to what I talked about. And they tried to explain their way around it. It was really quite pathetic, actually. And we really do care about people, and we take people to anywhere they want. And you know, I'd be happy to meet with you to explain, you know, my program and to educate you on how it really works. I mean, I don't need education. Trust me, I know exactly how it works. And you know why? Because I just described it. I just told you exactly how it works. The problem is, none of these free referral services want you to know exactly how it really works. They hide behind one word, and it's a powerful word. That word is free. Well, Steve, I mean, I met with so-and-so, and he just seems like a great guy. I just can't believe that he would actually participate in a service that acts like that. Well, here's one question. Sir, insert free referral service here. How do you get paid? That's it. If you're free to me, you're making money somewhere. How do you get paid? And if I choose a place on your list, how much do they give you in kickbacks? It's that simple. I'm going to have more right after the break. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share that program with friends or family, or heck, maybe you want to just go back and hear it again because it was so wonderful. I'm sure that's what you want to do. Just any way around it, if you want to hear it again or share it, go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Again, just click play, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to any of your electronic devices. And it really is that simple. All right, so I don't know, a few weeks ago, I touched on this, but I want to go in a lot more depth today.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, I want to review the latest market trend. It's flattening out the bell curve and causing an unusually high demand for some of the higher rated long-term care facilities here in our marketplace. And I'll tell you what, it is causing a problem. And so and you can check this out online, seniorcareconsulting.com, and just go to the blog tab. It's my latest blog. You could also subscribe to that. Some good stuff in there. But I called it Change in Performance Ratings Causing Change in Demand. So check that out. But I'm going to share some of that info with you here today in a consumer alert. So I'm seeing a new and very concerning trend, and it's with our local area nursing homes or long-term care communities. They still don't like that nursing home title, and I still use it. And you know what? Can we just be adults about it? Oh, we don't like the term nursing home. That has negative baggage, et cetera. Well, okay, it was well-earned baggage. Okay, so let's just acknowledge that. And B, I think most people understand that nursing homes today are much improved over nursing homes of back in the day where you earned all the negative baggage. So let's just try to get over that. But anyway, I'm trying to be politically correct, John. Just sometimes it just doesn't work. So the performance of nursing homes is well documented by our government. It wasn't that long ago that they created a 1 to 5 star rating system. So each facility is surveyed by state inspectors with a surprise health inspection on an annual basis at a minimum. I mean, there are several reasons that they may be inspected more frequently than that. And sometimes it's a little over a year, but they try to be out there about once a year. So each facility earns a 1-star to a 5-star rating. And this is straight from Medicare. And if you want to check out some of these results and see what all is included in that, here's where you go to. You might write this down if you want to check it out. Medicare.gov/nursing home compare. So if you're writing it down, I'll say it again. Go out to online, medicare.gov/nursing home compare. Just all one word, no hyphens or anything like that. And you'll find a huge amount of information out there. So the overall rating is a combination of health inspections, fire safety inspections, staffing levels, where your staffing level is compared to the Kansas or Missouri average or the national average, quality measures, and penalties. So while senior care consulting, we never totally depend on the Medicare star ratings when we're researching facilities for our clients, trying to figure out our top places that meet our clients' needs. This rating does provide a wealth of information to form an opinion. So it is helpful. You don't ever put all your eggs in that basket, but there's a lot of good information there. Very helpful. At the same time, there are major flaws in the way Medicare calculates the ratings, but there's just a lot of great information in these reports. And so we use that information as part of our research. And you can too. You can do that. Medicare.gov/nursing home compare. Now, in the past, you could expect to see the usual bell curve of rating results. And what that means is just a standard bell curve. So there are a few 5-star rated facilities, there are a few more 4-star rated facilities, and then that curve goes way up in the middle. You can find many facilities in that middle range of 3 stars. And again, I have this graphic online under seniorcareconsulting.com, and then go to the blog tab, and you can see a graphic of this as well. The majority of the places are kind of in the center, and then it'll start to slope down, fewer 2-star rated facilities, and then fewer 1-star rated facilities. So in other words, the majority of the facilities were in the middle with fewer high and low performing places, which that's kind of normal. And that's the way it's been for quite a long time. However, today we're seeing the curve begin to flatten. And again, you can see this graphic online in the blog section. So the 5s and the 4s continue to do a good job, which is fantastic. And somehow, and incredibly, I just have to shake my head. This just blows me away. Many, and I mean many, of the 1 and 2-star rated facilities just can't seem to get themselves together or pull themselves up and improve. They just can't seem to do it. They continue to earn every bit of that low rating. So, and I'll never understand it. You just have to have someone who goes in there with accountability. You're going to clean the thing up. They're going to turn it around, turn the performance around. It takes sometimes just a serious, maybe even a Herculean effort. And it takes some time and commitment, but it can be done. So evidently they must not want to. I don't know. But it's in the middle of the bell curve that we are seeing the changes right now. I'm seeing some of the average 3-star places raise their bar and improve their performance, earning a 4 or a 5-star, which is absolutely fantastic. But unfortunately, I'm seeing actually more facilities than not falling to that one-star or that two-star category, which is really sad. And I think there could be many reasons for this, but I believe one of the primary drivers for this flattening and average-ranked facilities falling to below average or well below average, I think the primary driver, or at least one of the primary drivers, I think probably the primary driver, is related to staffing and staffing-related issues. So this change in the bell curve results in fewer average places to choose from. So that bell curve that used to be really high in the middle is flattening out. And as a result, this has increased the demand for three-star, four-star, and five-star rated places, causing families to have fewer beds and places to choose from this summer, even in what is traditionally the lowest demand three-month time frame. So for the past 17 years, the highest demand for all senior care has been in January and February. And I've covered this many times on this program before. The lowest demand is like a cereal bowl, shallow cereal bowl. The lowest demand is in the summer, June through August, and then it starts to increase toward the end of the year and then peak in January and February, and it does this over and over. But this summer, for the higher rated nursing homes in our area, this has absolutely not been the case. So because of the shift in the bell curve, their demand has not decreased at all in the summer months. Some of these places have had their busiest summer maybe ever, when usually it's slowed for them traditionally. So waiting lists in the summer months is just not something that we're used to seeing. Usually you have open beds and you have more to select from, but not this summer if you want to choose a quality place. So the message is act now, be proactive, and do not delay. Conduct your search ahead of time if you need to move, if that's possible. Okay, get your name on a waiting list and then move when the time is right. So if you put this off and wait till the last minute, you may be stuck choosing a place you don't prefer, as the better places may not be available. So that is the warning. Be careful. Be proactive if you can, because there are fewer good places to choose from.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I've had to adjust our business with Senior Care Consulting to this shift in demand. And I'll tell you what, usually we do, when we're working with our clients and out touring the top facilities, meeting their exact needs, and we're going out and delivering our high level of service and our high level of care, it has been difficult, more difficult this summer than at any other 17 summers that we've been in business, just because of this shifting and this flattening of that bell curve. So be sure to check out more at seniorcareconsulting.com, the blog tab, and I'll have a little more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, so off mic and on the break, I was sharing with John, our fabulous producer. I said, I think I've raised my blood pressure today. I can hear my pulse in my in-ear monitors going, gong, 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 gong. So anyway, and I did take my blood pressure medicine today, so I think I'm in good shape. Just fired up about this stuff. So All right. And then another warning. We're not going to do consumer warnings and all that, but I've just been running into this a lot. And if you listen to this program, you will be definitely ahead of a lot of other folks who may not listen to the program. So I want to throw out another warning. Most nursing homes or long-term care communities are Medicaid certified. Okay. But with that, you know, there could be some gotchas. And guess what? You're not going to find this on their website, right? Some places will accept Medicaid, but they may have a private pay requirement. And again, it's not in their literature. It's not on their website. You just kind of have to find it out by either asking the right question or find it out the hard way. You don't want to do that. So here's an example. Well, we'll work with Medicaid if you can pay for 1 year privately, 1 year private pay, that you don't have to write a check up front, but you have to have the resources to be able to write a check for $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 per month for a year. Right? So you have to have $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. And if you can pay privately for 1 year, then at that time, we will work with Medicaid on your behalf. Some places may require a 6 month private pay period of time. Other places may require up to 3 years of private pay. That's a lot of money. Now, for the few assisted living communities in Kansas that work with Medicaid, and again, Kansas has a program called HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services. It's a bucket of money within that Medicaid program in the state of Kansas that will help pay for part, not all, but part of your assisted living costs. Okay, every one of these assisted living communities in Kansas that will work with Medicaid, and it's a pretty short list, but there are still some, all of them have a solid 1 year private pay requirement, and they're not moving off of that. So if you need assisted living in the state of Kansas and you want to depend on Medicaid, if you cannot pay privately for a year, then that is not going to be an option for you. And I'm trying to educate everyone on how to plan for this and how to work with this requirement. This is why I'm constantly always recommending for you to not put this off. Do not wait until the last minute to choose a senior care community. Because you might be shooting yourself in the foot there. Okay. And I know it's not as easily said as actually doing it. This is a big subject. It's a huge decision. It's going to be difficult. I understand that. But you don't want to get caught in one of these gotcha situations, and now you have fewer options, and they're probably worse options, and they're not going to be a good fit for you options. Okay, you're going to be forced into a bad option if you make a mistake. And I know sometimes you can't plan. Something will happen, and overnight you have the need. Okay, well, you have to do the best you can do. But if you can get out ahead of the need to move to a senior care community, if you can be proactive, you will have more options available. And most likely, these options are going to be much better options available than if you are reactive. You stay at home, you drag your feet, you spend every single penny you have, and now you need to move. And now we get caught in one of these Medicaid gotchas that you're going to have to find out the hard way. Don't do that. If you can possibly avoid it, please avoid it. If you wait until the last minute, you may not have any options at all. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. So why do we at Senior Care Consulting, why do we do what we do? I help families, and with Senior Care Consulting, we help families just like I personally helped my own grandparents clear back in 2001. I started this company in 2002 to help other families going through that search and selection process. And trust me, and again, I've said this before, I'll say it again, we are not a free referral service, and we are darn proud of that. This our business model is very transparent, very simple, very straightforward, and it's the right thing to do. Our business model is a flat fee for service. It's a reasonable fee for service, and that's because we work for you. We work for you and on behalf of you and your family and in the best interest of you and your family. Our clients retain us just like you'd retain an accountant or an attorney or a tax professional or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. Being a free referral service and begging facilities for kickbacks, that never even, literally never entered my mind. We do business the right way. Our business model is an ethical one. Our approach is an ethical one, and people love it, and we're growing. And people from all over the country are now wanting to know how they can start up this type of a model in their communities. More on that at a later date. But when you work with us, we provide a free geriatric evaluation. We're going to take a look. We're going to do an assessment. We're going to take a look. We're going to determine the level of care, the type of care, your payment methods. The dollars and cents are always important, always important. Your location preferences, any personal preferences and needs. We're going to research the entire marketplace for you, all of it, and determine our top options. And then we're going to accompany you on facility tours and ask a lot of questions on your behalf. We conduct a performance audit. We ask questions that, frankly, most people would never know to ask. I am a former nursing home and assisted living facility administrator, and the way I look at this is probably a lot different than a lot of folks out there. So it's not an adversarial approach in any way. I just ask a lot of good questions because I think you and your family should understand as much as possible before making one of the biggest decisions of your lifetime. If you're interested in a free consultation, if you want to know how Senior Care Consulting can help you and your family through that search and selection process, here's our number, 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at Senior Care Consulting, that's with an ING, Senior Care Consulting. .com. And you can reach us through there, learn more about the company and how everything works. But if you have some concerns, if you need some help, reach out. We would love to work with you. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.